thanks for a nation of thinks. Some fascist college student called the cops on me. My alleged crime? Playing Bitches Brew too loud. Saturday afternoon, about 4:20. When I played Led Zeppelin, he had the landlord send me a letter threatening me with eviction. Must have been a slow crime day. The cops said, keep it to acceptable levels. What is the acceptable level for Bitches Brew? We're dazed and confused. Does it lie in the lacunae between the soothing lewd of Morpheus and being skull-fucked? All in favor of being skull-fucked, say aye. I guess it's something he could tell the grandkids about his college days in America. I attended a meeting sponsored by Vistage International. In a discussion of the frustrations with technology, they showed an alleged comic video of Adolf Hitler with his swastika guys railing against his inferior iPad. Everybody laughed. Then, like that micron of orange that maybe only I saw in Rembrandt's Stone Bridge, among the articles on 10 celebrities whose careers were ruined by crash dieting, there was news of Michael Isbicki, granted conscientious objector status from the Navy, when he realized he could not launch a missile containing a nuclear warhead. One Navy commander suggested that the pacifist strain of Christianity, inconsistent with mainstream Christian faith. The same commander likened the Quakers to Jim Jones. The poet said, Jesus don't like killing, no matter what the reason's for, and your flag decal won't get you into heaven anymore. Not my landlord, not the police will tell me who is ratting me out. Thanks for a nation of finks. You were always a headache, and you were always a bore. Thanks, Uncle Bill.